T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I deserve it, man. It's okay. I deserve it. Sharks and pythons, man. Mm. Welcome to South Florida. I know. People, oh, such a wuss, man. It's the ocean. The ocean's safe.
But wait a minute. The tough guy in the back also ran from an iguana.
Like, I didn't say I wasn't scared of sharks. Like, if one approached me, I would obviously be quite afraid. But, like, I'm not that lucky.
Well, I got to tell you.
Damn iguanas are everywhere.
I don't know, but I don't know what's worse, because can you imagine running into a 15 to 18 foot python?
Nope.
Out there going, oh, no. Oh, no. Nope. First thing I'm thinking is going to wrap around me, and I'm not going to be strong enough to.
Right. You're done.
Take a few days to eat me.
Are they fast?
The whole damn family. The whole damn family could eat me, actually.
Can't you just run away? I don't know, Woody. They slither, right?
I don't know, Woody, do you realize there's a lot of water in the Everglades? What do you mean run away?
Oh, they swim?
Woody, seriously.
They have no arms.
You know what
Woody,
this means.
Woody, I got to tell you something, seriously. So we've been down here a long time, and I love when a really smart guy tries to play stupid.
Do they?
And listen,
they don't swim, though.
And you are smart, and you've taken pride in being smart. I always love you being down here. You've known about pythons. We've done shows. We've had people on about pythons. And then you come on and do this stupid act.
We haven't had people on about pythons. What are you talking about?
You know what we need now? We need to get Ron McGill tomorrow.
We had Ron McGill on.
Why are you dodging the question about whether they swim or not? You don't know the answer.
Well, yeah, they swim through the water, of course. They sneak up on you.
Do they?
I don't know, Woody. I don't know. Why don't you go find out there, tough guy? Hey, by the way, we do have a lot of stuff. You got the NBA draft you just heard tonight. Heat picking 27th. In the first round, and see what they do tonight, man. Is Pat going to jump right into this thing? And got to have a couple of trades tonight, right? We saw one with Portland yesterday, and Portland and Detroit actually trade yesterday. So you have that, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot more movement for. I just look at certain markets, though, and including a lot of those top teams, and I want to just tell them, I guess you know and I know, there's no top free agents going to your market, so you better make a move and make sure they got a few years left on their contract if they're good players, because their ass is going to move. They're going to move. And you look at them, and those are not desirable locations for really good players.
Same teams we always talk about.
Yep, same group of teams in there. And then the Panthers also, Paul Maurice, Winnipeg Jets, former coach, are there for – 4 years and a handful of games before he said, "Listen, there, I'm done. They need to hear a new voice. I'm checked out here. I'm done." And hasn't won anything. He's been to the playoffs a lot. He's won some playoff games. He's won a lot of games, but I just think this all goes back to Andrew Brunet and lack of playoff experience and coaching decisions. As they got into this and whatever happened to that high-scoring team and the adjustments people make in playoffs. And actually, I mean, we're lucky to beat Washington, but they did without the power play. And we thought, look at that. They won and they didn't even have a power play and they still won. That's how good they are.
You're trying to get
and
out
you're
of
like,
funk, right?
You're going, okay, let's see how they do with Tampa Bay now. And it didn't go so well.
Well, I think you hit the key word, experience, because I think this team was built with Joel Quenneville, obviously, as the head guy before he had to step down and leave the NHL. And then Burnett came in here and did a good job during the regular season. You can't, you know, say he didn't do a good job, or at least that team, you know, was really, really good. But we saw it in the playoffs, and that's why that experience word, like you said, I had to figure they were going to go grab a guy that has been to either the playoffs or been around the NHL for a long time, instead of going with a first-timer or someone new.
And listen, Andrew Burnett's got to get some credit, no matter what.
He has to.
So I know, this shouldn't be one of the days that everybody decides they're going to dog game for the Tampa Bay. Hell, Tampa Bay's looks like they're about ready to lose this series now, down 3-1, but he had 122 points. They won 58 of the frigging games, and had a great season, right, though. Had a great season. Fun to watch for people going out there. And, hey, listen, the truth be known, he thought Coach Q was going to be the coach and he was going to be good to go here and see what happens. But I do agree. Hey, listen, man, things change in the playoffs. You find out the coaches that handle – you know what? A great example, man, is what Kansas City did to Buffalo in those last couple of plays to get in field goal range. And by the way, not a long, crazy field goal, 49-yard field goal in a matter of seconds. That was great coaching, man. That is just great coaching on one team, by one team, another team, even though they had the number one defense, looked – I mean, if there's one thing to critique the Bills about, and you have the number one defense, is those last couple of plays and tightening up a little bit, not thinking about everything, not taking into consideration timeouts that Kansas City had. And they didn't just get like 2 7-yard plays. They got 2 huge plays from their tight end and our new wide receiver to get in field goal range. So, yeah, man, there's something to be said for experience and things that these guys do. I get it. But we really liked Andrew Burnett. He was great coming on with us, and I wish him only the best and whatever he does next. But it is amazing. He goes from looking like he's going to be here as long as he wanted with Coach Q, gets a chance. They put, all right, interim, as in, let's see how you do, because you got a really good team. Let's see how you handle it, and get shut out, get swept by Tampa Bay, and they're going, oh, all those good things you've done are now gone,
right,
because Tampa Bay just absolutely embarrassed us. Nobody wants to get swept. I get that. Anyway, and the other team playing right now, Marlins 2 in a row. 7-4 win last night, 3 home runs, and a good Pablo Lopez to go with it. That's a pretty good combination. And they'll have their brooms out tonight as well, today, 12:10 start, lunchtime start. Tell you more about the Marlins. And then, of course, the New York Mets come in for the first time this season after winning 3 out of 4 here recently up in Shea Stadium to see what's going to happen when they come down here. But should be, though. A lot of Mets fans will be out, and we'll have a lot of stuff. See just how good the team is. But the pitching gives you a chance, man, when you can go with Pablo Lopez and get 7 innings, give up just the 1 run. So we've got a bunch of stuff coming up here this morning. David Weinstein's going to join us as well. And if you didn't hear the news, Tony Siragusa, one of the big, big personalities in the history of the NFL. Just a character, especially when he got to the Ravens. Just Hard Knocks. He was on the first Hard Knocks show. And we lost him yesterday or day before at age 55. And we had a great interview with him. We're going to run that later. I mean, we have to. In honor of the Goose, he was so good.
It was amazing.
We have to run that. So we're going to run that coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, and we'll have more on the Goose and some great stories. Good friends with Dan Marino. He's got some great – any chance you get to get good Dan Marino stories, and that even gets you to call. Dan Marino calls you right after and says, hey, you know, so I mean, that was true, but – okay. He got you, huh?
He did.
He got you a little bit. Wow. Didn't expect that. Yesterday, going to our old national friends, this Kyrie Irving thing, and all this stuff comes down to Kyrie Irving to me for one thing now, and it has nothing to do with Kyrie Irving. It has everything to do with Kevin Durant. And if Kevin Durant says, if you get rid of Kyrie and you don't sign him, I want out too.
Kyrie's getting a big deal.
If you sign him, if you re-sign him, let's go. We got a good team. And how do you trust the fact Kyrie doesn't play a lot, but when he does, he's really good. He's a great teaser. But I think we've learned a lot of his stuff's not even injury. A lot of his stuff is just beliefs and like, can you like make a commitment, see how good we are as a group, especially with Ben Simmons on the team. We'll re-sign a couple of guys. They got a couple key free agents that they need to get back. But, man.
Well, Kyrie's not going anywhere now. There's no way. You can't get rid of Durant and Kyrie. You can't do that. Like, Brooklyn's being now held hostage.
What if Kyrie's got it? It's a player option.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. They're gonna have to give him that extension. They're gonna have to make that extension, whether he turns this down or keeps it. They're gonna have to. You can't lose Durant. Then your whole plan is that we get Ben Simmons and whatever else you can get.
And you will get some unbelievable offers for Kevin Durant, who now like age 32, but still really good player.
I've already been racking my brain on what the Heat can give for Kevin Durant, by the way.
What'd you come up with so far?
Not much.
I mean, Bam, Tyler Hero.
No. You can't unload the whole roster.
You're gonna have to.
You know, if he's disgruntled, maybe a couple of bench.
I think it is fair.
Picks there. Like.
I think it is fair if Kevin Durant goes, I want to play for you, so trade me there.
You think Jimmy Butler would want a player that's better than him on this team?
Yes.
If you could help win a championship.
I don't know, man. I just feel like Jimmy wants to be the guy to do it. Like, and I think he probably wants more help around him.
Woody, you
know
what?
Joe,
it's not a bad question.
Kevin Durant
is a great point.
And not that he's coming here, but I wonder if Jimmy wants someone who's like a clear-cut better player than him.
This is the first time Jimmy Butler's really had his team. You know, he might have thought he had it was his team and some other plays, but he found out some young guys wanted to do it their way and not his way, so he ended up getting out. That's a great question, though. Would Jimmy rather have more pieces that all understand that this is my team, but I would like to welcome you here to play?
Or a star.
I mean, he's got to feel like after those playoffs, he's got to feel like, hey, I'm good enough to get this team to where it needs to be. I just need some help around
me. Can I just say
this,
though?
Nothing fell into place for the Heat in the playoffs.
But you understand, Jimmy Butler and Kevin Durant have nothing in common offensively. You know that.
I completely understand that, but I still think that Jimmy probably feels at this point that he can do it, but he just needs some things to fall in place around him. Like, Kyle Lowry was nothing for the Heat in the playoffs. That was a big miss. Tyler Hero didn't bring much.
No. But you're talking about a different guy. You're talking about Kevin Durant. You're talking about
I just wonder if Jimmy wants to – like, does Jimmy want to fall into a number two role? Like,
I don't think he looks at it that way. I don't think Jimmy Butler looks at it that way. But it is a legit question because
Jimmy wants to win a championship, and
would like to lead guys and get over the top, knowing that he's a top dog for sure. I would be really curious to see where Kevin Durant, if this thing falls apart with Kyrie, I think he wants to stay right there and wants Kyrie to stay. And I think they believe with the pieces they have, if they can rehab Ben Simmons somewhat, get him on the court, that be an interesting team to watch.
You don't think that's going to happen, do you?
Ben Simmons coming back and playing, or becoming
a good
player
again?
He might come back.
He might
physically be there, but like, can't. I mean, he's not going to bring anything to the table.
He just went on vacation. He's clearing his head.
Yeah, listen, he's had the longest vacation in history of the NBA. Right. Nobody's had longer than that. Right. You guys ready for a little David Weinstein? Get to the bottom of the hearing yesterday that took place with Roger Goodell. Hearing it from the Republicans and Democrats and from the Congress House Oversight Committee. Wow, what a group that was. Huh? Not like anybody had their own agenda for that one,
right,
man, huh?
Right,
Holy smokes.
Right.
That was crazy. All right, we got to go to break here. Run a little bit late. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment with Dave.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Weinstein.
It is clear to me that the workplace in Washington was unprofessional and unacceptable in numerous respects. Bullying, widespread disrespect toward colleagues, use of demeaning language, public embarrassment, and harassment. For the past year, Daniel Snyder has not attended league or committee meetings, and to the best of my knowledge, has not been involved in day-to-day operations at the Commanders.
I don't have the authority to remove him.
More on that.
Oh, that's right. His wife's doing it. Right. A lot of bed talk going on. Bed talk is the most powerful stuff going.
Jeez. All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now and talk to our guy, David Weinstein, legal analyst, white-collar criminal defense attorney for Jones Walker, with us all the time. David, welcome back to the show. What a day yesterday. 2.5 hours of that craziness.
Yeah, well, good morning again. Didn't think I'd be back so soon. That was quite the show yesterday. Yep.
We can't get enough of you. I mean, you should know that. I mean, I hope I never have to see you professionally, but, I mean, that's a great way to go. So, David, I got to ask you, what the hell was the purpose of that hearing between the Republicans that had one agenda and the Democrats that had another? I got nothing out of it. What'd you get out of it?
Well, I got a little bit out of it, Joe. The agenda that was supposed to be talked about yesterday, set by the Democrats, was an investigation into the workplace and a variety of different things that happen in workplaces, whether it's sexual harassment, whether it's physical or verbal abuse, workplace violence. That's what their agenda was, and that's why they targeted the Washington Commanders and what was going on there, and their poster boy was Daniel Snyder. The Republicans' agenda was, why are we talking about this when there's inflation going on in our country and a variety of other things? So it was a platform for the two parties to speak at each other, but what they were supposed to be looking at was changes to what takes place in the workplace.
What do we want to get done with Daniel Snyder? They asked the commissioner point blank, are you going to get rid of the guy? And he says, not up to me, man. That's not – I know I can't do that. What'd you think of that? It's obvious that it's they're going to go after – I don't think anything's going to happen to Daniel Snyder. You think they can force him to get rid of the team?
Well, we talked a little bit about that yesterday. Goodell is right. He alone can't do it. But the other owners in the NFL – if, you know, a majority of them decide that he's got to go, then they can force him out. I don't know that based on, you know, what we heard yesterday might make it happen. But, you know, as you know, allegations continue to come out. I mean, look what they did to the owner of the Carolina Panthers. Look what's happened in the NBA with owners that have exhibited behavior that the rest of the owners just don't simply want to put up with.
All right, David, so they're going to subpoena Daniel Snyder, and he's going to have to come off his yacht in France and come, you know, whether it's virtually, whatever the case may be. What's going to end up happening, you think, there? Is this going to be another 2.5-hour show like we saw yesterday? Like, how bad is that? This one going to get?
We're not going to get to see this one. They've subpoenaed him in for deposition. During the hearing yesterday, they played clips from a variety of different depositions that were taken. They cited to them and quoted from them in the report that they issued just before the hearing. This one's in private. He's going to be there with his attorney, and they're going to take his deposition. That's if it ever happens.
Right.
He's going to play the long game on this one. He's going to keep delaying his appearance. He's not going to say, I'm not coming, because that'll drag him in front of a judge. He's going to say, oh, here's my schedule. I can't come on that date. Let me come on the next date. Eventually, this committee will no longer be meeting. And so he's going to try to run out the clock on this one. It's in the fourth quarter, and he's going to try and let time expire.
I wanted to ask you, because I did hear some of the Republicans who were involved in this got going on some of the Democrats. What's the purpose of this, man, with all the stuff going on? Was it a waste for you? Listen, I get sexual harassment. I know how serious it is. I know how serious it is here at the radio station. I know how it was at NBC. Constantly had attorneys, HR attorneys coming in to go over things. But what are we really going to get out of this, David? I mean, I just look at it, and the Republicans saying the same thing. With everything going on, why are we doing this?
Well, there were two bills that were proposed by the chair of this committee to address issues concerning the workplace and what needs to be done and what should be done there. I don't disagree with you, Joe. I think that there are bigger issues that this country is confronting, and there are hearings that are taking place for those as well. But in order to get the public behind a particular piece of legislation, this is what politicians do. And this is, you know, quite frankly, we saw what they do during the day. We all know what the rest of us do during the day. Now we see what they do. And this is what goes on up in Washington. And these are the types of hearings that they have. And people have agendas. And this is how they air what they believe their viewpoint is and how they try to get public support behind it. I think that you're right. There are other things that could be addressed. But if they want to change the way that things operate in the workplace and they want to put stronger practices in place and things like those that were alleged were going on at the commanders can't happen in any workplace, then right, they needed to have this 2.5 hours.
What do you think of Roger Goodell overall, his performance for 2.5 hours?
I mean, he withstood some pretty harsh criticism. He didn't get to do what he usually does at press conferences. I didn't see him sweating profusely. He was certainly on the hot seat and uncomfortable having to answer a lot of these questions. But you know what? That's what they pay him the big bucks for. That's why he is the face of the NFL. And, you know, he needed to answer those questions. You know, his comments, you weren't necessarily showing his support for Daniel Snyder. But, you know, remember, he works for 32 people. And as long as those 32 people are happy, he really doesn't care what the rest of us think.
Can the shadow investigation, can anything else come out of that? When it goes going forward, can there be other legal precedents set or things that could happen to him if this really comes out and they come out and show that all this stuff was done?
If they can prove that there was some sort of tampering or obstruction, you know, by him or by people who he had working for him, perhaps there's some action that's going to take place. I'm not suggesting any criminal violations,
right,
but, you know, we all have a ticket to practice law in our respective bars, make sure that we do it on the up and up. So, you know, there may be some repercussions with regard to that. Again, there's another allegation that surfaced yesterday. The Washington Post reported concerning, you know, another lawsuit that was out there. And so, you know, who knows what else they're going to uncover when they start turning over the rocks as far as Daniel Snyder goes. And again, you know, it may get to a point where the rest of the owners say, you know what, we're tired of this, because ultimately, if they push too hard on the politicians in Washington, they're going to start looking at the antitrust exemption
Ooh.
That the NFL has. And that is something that none of the owners and the commissioner, nobody wants them to go after that. So they've got to play ball and they got to be nice with these people, because that's the one place where they could really hurt all 32 of them.
Hey, real quickly on the other story. God, I never thought I'd be talking golf with you, but here we are a little bit, David, and not talking about an ugly 18 holes of hacking it around a golf course. But I was curious, this thing looks like, we saw the PGA step up and now for 2023 going to have some big purses and no cuts and tried to do some things that look more like the LIV Tour. I was curious, this thing's headed for court, big time court, and some attorney is going to make a lot of money on this thing. You agree?
Well, they're a private organization, and private organizations can have their own rules, but those rules can be challenged, and we've seen that happen all over the place. And so that's why the PGA is starting to back off a little bit from their original stance that says, well, you know, you can't go there, you can't come in with us. Who knows what sort of anti-compete clauses are in any sort of agreements between PGA players and the PGA, interference with employment. So you're right. There are creative ways to file lawsuits against private organizations that deal with what we like to call the torts that are out there.
Yeah.
And interference with employment and ability to make money is one of them. So that certainly may be a driving reason behind why the PGA has decided to change things up a little bit.
David, you've been doing this legal stuff for a long time, some big-time stuff, too. I'm always curious. So do you ever bring it home with you? Like, you have a long day, maybe you get your ass kicked a little bit there or just a little frustrated with the guy you're even representing or the woman you're representing. Do you ever take it home with you at night? Or are you able, when you walk through that door, to let it go? I can't get a read on you, David.
As soon as I put the key in the door, Joe, it's over.
Wow.
And the workplace stops. I'll take a call. I'll have to step away and do something, but home is where the heart is. And my heart is here with one woman, and the work stays outside the house.
That's pretty good discipline right there.
Not a lot of people, you know, not a lot of people can do that. You know, there's people in your industry that take that home and just let it sit in the gut and can't sleep and trying to get a game plan for the next day. You don't do that. That's good.
Life's too short, Joe. You never know when you're going to walk off onto the street and the bus is going to hit you. So
David,
you got to leave it at the door.
You're not kidding, David. Yeah. No question about that. Well, listen, as always, David, thank you so much, man, for coming on. I hope we get a break so we have to keep bringing you on, but it sure is nice. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome. Zach, always glad to help. Have a great day.
All right, that was David Weinstein from Jones Walker joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now, before we go to Hollywood's headlines, and we're going to be talking some NFL with Adam Beasley, and we're going to be an interview with the Goose, Tony Siragusa, who he lost heart attack at age 55, I'm guessing. He passed away in bed. We'll have that for you. Interview was great with him. We'll have that at 9 o'clock this morning, and if you missed it back in February, it was really good, and he's got great stories. One of the great storytellers in the history of the NFL. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to tell you all about Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing. I love talking about them, and I've been around them and with them for a long, long time, and I know that family. Oh, yeah, I've watched the kids grow up and Big Daddy Lenny, a lot of nights in the back, that guy selling air conditioning units and making sure guys are going out on calls on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. Listen, it was built on great service. That's never going to change. That's why Around the Clock Air Conditioning has been so successful for so, so long. Still family-owned. Eric and Mike and Chippy and the guy's still going great. But also we have a plumbing company that's really good. And I want to make sure everybody knows that when Air Around the Clock does something, they go out and get the best people to work with them. And they got some great plumbers to take care of all your daily plumbing problems you might have, toilets and sinks and leaks inside and outside. Anytime you go, I think we need a plumber, I want you to remember Air Around the Clock, air conditioning and plumbing, because they come out 7 days a week. They're always there for you. One thing about it, you want to be big so you can have people work 7 days a week. And you want to know you're going to get great service. And you want to know if you have a water heater problem that you can get a new one quickly. We got Rheem water heaters ready to go. We got a box truck filled with them every day for same day installation. That's great service. We don't have to order them. We have them in stock ready to go. Oh, by the way, we got financing plans too to help you out. Always about great service, always about helping you out with people that are really good in the plumbing and air conditioning business, and none are better when you talk about Air Around the Clock air conditioning and plumbing. If you have a plumbing problem, 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER, call them today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, we had a rough one with Michael Jordan yesterday. A bunch of kids, I guess they were camped out in like the Hornets garage or something. They were trying to find LaMelo Ball, and MJ comes walking out.
I'd rather have that one anyway.
Kids lost their mind, obviously. You know, it's Michael Jordan. He shot him down pretty quick when
he did.
When they asked for a picture. That sucks, though, man. Like,
come on, MJ.
The problem is, like, Jordan, you know, just goes on with his life, whatever. That those kids will remember that interaction for the rest of their lives. Like, that, you know, it just will. Like, that will stick with them forever. It sucks.
We can go down that rabbit hole.
I don't think it's going to ruin their life, Woody.
No, like, it'll ruin their life, but it will stick
a little far.
It will stick with them forever. Yeah. I remember, I mean, I met Michael Jordan at a game once. He was nice to me, so I remember that.
You remember the worst.
Are you able
scenarios.
To get past it, though? Are you able to get past it today?
To
yeah.
No.
No, of course you're not.
No.
Exactly.
I told you all the guys I've had things with over the years.
Yeah, people don't forget when the bad situations.
We've all, everybody in this, I don't know, I shouldn't say it. I don't know if you've had one. I've had one, too.
Bad experience with an athlete or an entertainer?
Yes. And it set me back.
Right.
And I've had some guys that are up and down, and I know when I see him in town, I could get the good or the bad one. And I want to say his name. Well, there's two of them. And you show up, and you don't know, or you see him out, and then you see him someplace else, and they're like your best friend. So I've got those kind of guys, and then you just get a guy that just flat out blows you off after you tell him you're a big fan.
Sad stuff. Yeah. By the way,
but I'm okay, man. My point is I'm okay, though, Woody. I'm good.
Yeah, but it sticks with you. We
guys
met,
could be having a bad day.
We met Jimmy Butler at his coffee thing down in the design district. Which you got to check out, by the way. I don't drink coffee, so I don't know, but everyone seemed to like it.
Well, Joe's
I think
be the,
they have a blue coffee.
I think that big face coffee from everybody has said from the tennis tournament said it's really, really good.
Yeah, Jimmy was awesome, man. He was really nice
well,
to
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
No, I know Jimmy was great. What'd you expect Jimmy Butler going out to promote and show up and get people drink his coffee? You think he was going to show up and be a complete jerk? Of course he's going to be nice.
Well, I mean, he was. Like, I don't know.
Well, you think somebody's going to show up on their product
thing, like,
or Dwayne and UD open a new restaurant and spend time with us? Like, yeah, of course they are. They want you to come back and say nice things.
For fans, this wasn't like a media thing. I went because, you know, my son is – huge Jimmy Butler fan. He's wanted to meet him forever. And Jimmy was really nice to him. He signed his card. He took a picture with him. Like, did the whole thing. I mean, just, I thought it was very nice of him.
That experience could have went in a different way if you saw him at a restaurant. Or you saw
it
him
could
somewhere
have.
Else.
Maybe yeah. Jimmy's a good guy all the time.
No,
but,
I'm just saying in general.
But Woody,
anyone,
like,
right.
holds his stuff, like, 200 years late. Listen, Warren Sapp, I never know what I'm getting with Warren Sapp. And I'm like,
right.
okay. Because Warren Sapp, to me, is just one of the great defensive tackles of all time at any level. And playing that position, that's kind of that personality.
But you got to catch him on the right day. Otherwise, you're going to get a bad Warren Sapp.
But I remember we went up to Warren Sapp. Well, not we. We sent one of the girls that was working for us at the time.
He's got play-by-play on
went
it.
Went up to Warren no. Sapp at the spring game and asked him to come on the show or whatever we were on at the time. And I mean, he looked at her like he was just going to eat her for lunch, man. He's one of the nastiest people I've ever had the misfortune of running into.
I've had good and bad with Warren.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
Same thing. Been with him out of camp and talked and had a great conversation and then followed up by not having a great day.
But
so.
These things stick with you, though, man. Like, what if
they don't stay stick with you?
So let me ask you this. We're at the Miami Open. You know, we were there waiting for Federer for about 8 hours. And after you finished the interview with Federer, you waited him out. You let him do some of his other media and you waited him out. You asked for a picture. What if he was like, I can't right now, man, or, like, I don't take pictures. What if he said something like that, or he just kind of, like, blew you off and didn't take the picture?
Oh, now we got to play make-believe world that Fed
yeah,
was
I'm,
having
I'm
a bad day.
I'm asking you honestly, like, it, no, he didn't have a bad day. What if he just was like, I don't want to take a picture with this clown, like, and he just said no and kept walking.
Oh, my God, Wood.
That would have stuck with
well,
you.
Well, you're going to try. Not like you.
Well,
you
have the picture hanging on your wall.
You're such a wuss.
You have
seriously,
the picture
stop.
On your wall.
Stop with this thing that somebody hurt your feelings. We're in Sports Talk Radio. Stop it.
So we're not allowed to have feelings?
Oh, my God. You're
right,
just over the
feelings.
Top. Anybody
to
else
story.
Hurt your feelings? Let's do the whole. And you can tell us the whole story of what it would have been like. Good God, you're soft today.
All
softer
right.
than vanilla ice cream.
Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker have split, but there is possibility of reconciliation, a source says.
Oh.
Whatever the hell that
wow.
means.
Wow.
I think he was blaming her for that bad series.
It may be.
Had against
She seems to keep quiet,
Dallas.
Though, right, for the most part. Like, she's
I think she's pretty
she's
private.
She's the quiet of the Kardashians. Yeah. The quietest of the Kardashians.
She doesn't look like she wants to be in the middle of that show like the three
Kardashians.
The Kardashians, right. Yeah. They all have the same mom, so you know they got that gene now. They can turn that gene on.
Right.
Same mama.
The Kris gene.
Woo!
Speaking of the Kardashians, Khloe's dad, O.J. Simpson, is now alleged to owe $96 million to the Goldmans. It's originally $33.5 million.
But, a lot of interest.
There's been a lot of interest over the last, what was it, 94?
Yeah.
OJ's in Fort Lauderdale having a good time going, good luck. Go. Add whatever you want.
You want to add another zero?
It doesn't matter. I know it'll be out there. God bless OJ. He's not affected by anything. He goes out. Incredible. People come up to him like, and he lives, and he blocks that. I don't think if somebody said something to him, it would affect him at this point.
No. He's living his life.
He's about the scariest guy that we have walking around.
You ever think we'd be saying that about OJ?
He is. He's probably the scariest person that's walking around freely right now. Is he not?
It's just funny when you say that. And then you think about like how Joe, like I didn't obviously see him play, but how Joe like saw him play and college star and movie, you know,
well,
actor.
He seems very nice.
Right.
All his videos and everything.
But
he's
the way
got
you
a great personality, it, but right. He's incredibly scary.
Scariest guy walking.
You find him scary when he's out and
yes,
he's sitting around with
yes.
And all these people.
What do you
come
think he's
going to
do if
him?
You see him in a restaurant?
I don't know. Maybe he snaps again. Who knows?
Really?
Crazier things have happened.
Would you ask for a picture? Because you're a picture.
No, I would not. OJ, I would not ask. I wouldn't go up to him, no.
You wouldn't go up to him
at
all?
Oh, he scares me.
Come on.
Get out of here.
I'd get a picture.
I might skip the picture, too. Though.
Really?
Yeah, I ain't taking a picture.
Joe wouldn't either.
No, I said I wouldn't take the picture.
I know
I'm
you
skipping.
Wouldn't. Zach said you would,
would,
you would?
I would, yeah.
So, so he walks in, as you guys know, and you saw the famous picture. I'm watching a Buffalo Bills game, and Kimbo Camper's sitting in there in his restaurant. He goes, oh, God. And he knows him, played against him. Say, oh, no. Oh, no. And
what are you going to do, right?
I said, what'd you do? And he knew the guys with him. Guys with him, been around a long time. And he said, I go, you didn't go over and take – he goes, no, I just kind of worked the
lunch,
room and
yeah.
Left him alone.
All right, we keep it moving here.
That's an interesting one, right?
He's all
Michael,
over Las Olas, though.
Oh, yeah, of
he's
course.
He's always down there.
Living his life.
Just be careful, guys. Be careful out there. Michael Rubin from Fanatics. They are, by the way, they are like taking over sports if they haven't already. They own, of course, the Fanatics apparel website. They just bought Topps. They're getting into the card business. And now Michael Rubin has sold his stake in the Philadelphia 76ers and New Jersey Devils so that he can get into the gambling business here.
Yeah.
As Fanatics is getting into gambling, I don't know, they're just trying to take over everything related in with sports here. They just raised money, by the way, Fanatics, at a $27 billion valuation.
Wow.
So things are going very well
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, seems it.
I wonder if they're going to acquire one of these, Zach and I were talking about earlier this morning, one of those other gambling companies, if they make a move and try to like buy DraftKings or
you got plenty of money to do
Rush
it.
Street or one right. of those. We will see.
Those are big boys. That I don't know about that one, but I get what you're saying. They're not done. Guys, sounds like
they're a 27
brilliant
billion
guy. Yeah,
they could overtake one of these other companies, get right into the gambling business.
All right, Red Bull Racing, a Formula 2 driver, F2. I think that's like not as good as F1. It's like the minor leagues.
You're our expert.
Yeah,
Yuri Vips was playing Call of Duty on a live stream, and for some reason decided he would scream out the N-word.
Oh,
and that has.
Not good.
Landed him in some hot water.
He's going to be on the F3 team here
it's
pretty
really,
soon.
It's really bizarre, man. Like,
it's real. So?
They have F3. If you're on F3, you're out. F1, F2, and there's no more.
It's right. Like the Myers-Leonard thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, why? Why would you scream that
By
out?
By the way, where is he now?
That's a great question. I don't know.
MIA at this point.
Great question. Mm. Final story for the day. Meanwhile, they did suspend that guy, by the way.
He's on F3.
Investigating it. But
Joe already told us.
F3 team.
F3. Yeah. Did you guys see this Burger King story with the guy who worked at Burger King for 27 years and, like, never missed a shift?
Really?
So Burger King decides they would they would say, this guy's 54 years old. He spent like his whole adult life working at Burger King. So they, so the Burger King people profited like $100 billion last year, decided they would send this guy like a party favor bag. And he's taking the stuff out of the bag and showing it. And the guy's like really nice. Like he's actually thankful for what they sent him. And it was like movie tickets and like pens. Like he had, there were like pens in there. Like it's a bag of crap. Basically, is what it was. So Burger King was getting dragged pretty good for this one on social media. They even started a GoFundMe for this guy. So like,
wow,
maybe he could have a vacation or something.
Oh, I thought that's what you were gonna say. They gave him a cruise.
Right, no,
everybody gives everybody a cruise.
Now I think they'll get bullied into eventually giving this guy something. But like,
good.
Not a good look.
The guy's taking out the stuff from the bag.
It's like a golf bag. Here's your golf bag. Yeah.
No, it wasn't even a golf bag. It was like one of those like. Those like plastic, like I'm trying to think like how you describe it, little like, plastic tote bags, yeah. And he's pulling out like they gave him like markers, they gave him like a Burger King lanyard,
a coloring book. What do you mean?
Yeah, markers. It was literally like a gift bag you would give someone at like a promotional event. And the guy worked 27 years.
Not a good look for not a good look for Burger King.
Yeah, send the guy on a cruise.
I thought for sure you're gonna tell me because you know they buy everybody buys everybody. Oh, congratulations, you win a cruise. Mm. Didn't even give him that. Good God.
The markers. Okay. And a pack of gum.
All right. Well, listen, we've we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. I just getting started here as we continue. Are we over? Is there anybody else we want to throw as a bad guy out there? That's really tough. Mm. Chris Carter's had his moments.
Yes.
Horrific. I met him. Horrific.
That honestly.
What I'm kind of waiting on is for Zach to throw his personal beefs out there. I do this a lot.
The Chris
Joe.
Carter thing was part of mine.
I know, but I already said it.
No,
but everybody.
Fresh.
But
no.
Everybody
no.
knows Chris Carter's a bad guy, so it's not like
Chris Carter wouldn't go on our radio show until I gave him coffee.
No,
bags
but I want something.
Coffee.
I want something unusual. Everyone knows Chris Carter's a scumbag. It's not like we're breaking. We're not breaking news here. This
I mean,
morning.
He might have been a douche to me that day. I don't know if he's a fool. You know,
but scumbag's a little.
That's a rough one.
I don't
he's
know.
A bad guy, but like everybody.
I
knows
don't know if
that.
Chris goes scumbag. Like it's like every athlete sucks. I mean. God, Woody, scumbag. Have you had a bad experience with Chris that you go, wow, scumbag? Damn, Woody.
I had a D-bag.
That's that moment where somebody says something at a party, says the C word, and everybody stops. That was a Woody moment. Right. He has them all the time. All right, right now I want to talk to you about Michael Kotz. He never has those moments. Friendly, knowledgeable, and ready to help you out. By the way, a lot of people right now pulling Equia out of their home to fix it right back up. Been living in that home forever, and you're going, my God, I got all this equity. Let's pull some out and fix it up. Let's get some new floors. Call Don Bailey and get those new flooring. Let's get a new roof. Let's get some new window. Let's fix the house up. Well, a lot of people are doing that, and they're calling Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Not only that, but I want to let you know that Michael Kotze brought this up to me. He goes, hey, Joe, a lot of people your age, a little bit older, are getting reverse mortgages, getting ready to retire. And with that retirement, go, oh, I don't have enough money to live every month. I'm going to need to really enjoy myself to take some equity out of the house, get that reverse mortgage so I can still live in my home. Well, that's a nice thing about Michael Kotze, that reverse mortgage, one of the many things that he'll do for you. Hey, listen, if you're tired of going to banks, it takes too long to get approved, you just had a bad experience, Michael Kotze works 7 days a week, and you can always get a hold of him. Little different animal there, man. That guy's ready to go to help you out right now. Call Michael Kotze today on his cell phone. Call or text him 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com, NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.